Chapter 4. Dax. Before the trip, Ms. Tali had told them that their destination would be the area of ancient Thebes, near the Valley of the Kings. The Valley of the Kings was a burial ground of the pharaohs that had first been discovered back in the 19th century. As they arrived in the Valley of the Kings, Colin thought that it looked different from the pictures in their textbooks. Off in the distance, he thought he could see giant mounds of sand and walls of rock. And what was that damp, fishy smell? The Nile River? As they walked along the road, however, only small stone huts lined the way. Suddenly, there were more shouts, this time coming from behind them. "Take a hand and run and hide!" shouted Ms. Tali. Soldiers were shoving a group of people who were chained together at the waist and ankles. They stumbled forward, unsteady on their feet. Another group of soldiers were banging on doors and barging into houses.
"What are they looking for?" Carrie whispered.
"The sacred cat."
Who said that? Colin spun around just in time to see a candle flame emerge from behind a small cupped palm. It was a girl of about Gilly's age. Her dress was finer, though, made from blue silk.
"I am Dax," said the girl. "Someone has taken the pharaoh's cat, and he has sent his soldiers to arrest anyone who bears him a grudge."
"They're moving closer," whispered Valerie.
Dax held her candle to their faces.
"You are visitors. From down the Nile?" she asked.
Then Dax spotted Sphinx and backed away.
"You are the thief!"
"No," said Gilly. "I just found her. She's just any old cat."
"It is the pharaoh's," said Dax.
She stepped closer and fingered Sphinx's thin gold collar.
"This band is his mark."